You know, you can live in a dream world or you can live in the real world. And the real world is a tough world. Now, you can disconnect from this place once you see what it is. Knowledge gives you the ability to disconnect from this simulation. Let me explain it. As you dig deep down to source, which is the ultimate knowledge, just finding source code. What is source code? Well, we know Jesus is source. Logos, the word, lo and behold, G, the operating system. Jesus is the operating system. Jesus is eternal life. Jesus is the way, the truth, the life. But you're surrounded by people in church, online, rubbing shoulders with them, that talk like they have the answer. But if you talk to them long enough, you'll see they contradict themselves. So it's best not to talk to them long enough, unless they're willing to face their contradiction. Everybody has a blind spot. And so unless somebody's willing to face their blind spot, it's like pulling teeth talking to somebody. I got this guy in a truck right in front of me. He's doing below the speed limit, right? He don't care about nobody else. Other people have to be at work. He don't care. He's got his own business, evidently. Or he's just riding the clock, you know, driving real slow, riding the clock. Who knows? So some people's waste of time trying to talk to and trying to break through. It's like they're stuck in their path and they got comfortable. They got comfortable. And so that's what happens with a lot of denominations. They get comfortable. A person goes to seminary and they get comfortable. They think they've arrived. If you get comfortable down here, see, the reason you're still here is to approach source. You can't really do it in the physical. You can do it in the physical in types and shadows, play it out as a typology. But when the Bible says be renewed in the spirit of your mind, it doesn't say be renewed in the spirit of your body. It says mind. Mind is spirit. If you can get a hold of that, you got it figured out. The mind is spirit. The heart and the mind. This guy's company is HighlandTank.com. Slowing down everybody else. Now he gets on the highway where nobody's behind him. He speeds up. He's got his windows tinted. I guess he's got his front window tinted too. Yeah. Anyway, back on top. It's a rough life down here. And you're going to have to learn to deal with it. The less connections or the less ties down here, the better off you are. I have watched it my whole life. The more ties you have, like people have more children or people have more bigger family, it just seems to be like a pull. Unless somebody just has total intestinal fortitude where they don't let all the ties affect them, I just don't see it happening. I really see people getting drunk. I mean, they're drinking all the time. They got so many ties and so many irons in the fire down here that they're always drinking or doing some kind of substance abuse because they got so much going on. Unless you can hire somebody to manage your stuff. Then you got to manage the manager. And then if you have a bunch of managers, you got to manage the manager who manages the managers. It's just ridiculous. It's really just insanity. But if you lived like the Indians out in the woods, you'd have tribes fighting each other. So there wouldn't be any civilization. So civilization is good. It doesn't matter which country you're in. Civilization is civil, right? But there's still going to be the flesh creatures that always want to fight and steal, kill, and destroy, you know, and try to rise above you and tear you down. But to live in some kind of dream world that it's not a hard life, that's childish. It's a hard life. And every decision is important. Every decision is important. Every decision can make you or break you. One thing that I've learned is if you do some fasting, it helps you get your equilibrium back. Because if you think about it, you spend most of your life looking for food, you know, trying to find food. But when you learn to fast and don't eat as much and cut back sugar, you're not hungry, you're not looking for food, you're not even thinking about food. The other thing, like I say, is cut down everything back to its basic minimum. Live a simple life. Live a simple life. The simplicity that's in Christ is faith alone. So if the simplicity that's in Christ is faith alone, what should your day-to-day activity be? Simplicity. Simple. Yeah, we can try to make it complicated and exciting and all that, but it'll eventually tear you down. It'll wear you down. I've seen people crash and burn, and it's not even funny. I've crashed and burned many times. You have to get right back up. And every time that you crash and burn and get back up, you learn, hey, I don't want to do that again because I don't want to crash and burn again. So you learn to manage your body ship, your mind ship, your life ship, your soul ship. When you tie in with your soul into something, that's when it gets kind of sticky, you know. I don't care if it's a marriage, I don't care if friend, family, whatever. If your soul's involved. See, what happens is, usually every marriage has a Jezebel spirit. So they're trying to put you back under law. They've got all these expectations for you, you know. And most time they don't want to be there for you, but they want you to be there for them. But they'll never be there for you. They might be there every once in a while, but they're not there if you need them. And you have to face the fact that that's just the way it is. Most people want you to be there for them, but they don't want to be there for you. I mean, it's supposed to be reciprocal, yes, but it just isn't. It's just isn't the way it works. A reciprocal reality is how it should be. We agree. But it just doesn't work that way most of the time because most people are selfish, and that's the secret to this whole thing. The Bible says in the last days, men will be lovers of self, covenant breakers, lovers of pleasure instead of lovers of God. They will break covenant. They will break agreements before your head can speak. It's like, come on, this is an easy agreement. But they just break it. They can't help it. They can't help it. They just can't help it. It's built into them. Very few people are really loyal. Loyalty, endurance, sacrifice, those words have gone out the window, out the door. Most people are just worried about stuffing something into their body. I gotta eat something. got to run around, have sex with somebody who they're not married to. They got to feel that so-called need. It's just all nothing but base nature mindset.